Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
Now, is August, should all employers and employees take the month of August off? Well, an employer writing in The Guardian today has said that she's doing it, her staff is doing it, and it's the best decision ever. Well, let's talk to HR buddy Chief Damien McCarthy now, who's with me to discuss all of this. Damien, you're very welcome to the programme. Is this good idea?
I think, unfortunately, Cormac, for the vast majority of workplaces and businesses, it isn't a good idea because it's unworkable. I suppose most businesses and most employers need their businesses running in August. And I think we'd all like the month of August off. But I think in the main, it's just something that's not workable.
Pooper, Damien.
I'd love the whole month of August off, Cormac, but I know for a fact if I did take it all off, it would just rain for the entire month anyway. So I'm not going to chance it. But what I would say is that employers should trial with flexibility. And for this organisation that was featured in the Guardian newspaper today, and I read the article, it seems to have worked for them. Now, they have clients that are mainly, teachers and academics. So clearly August is a very quiet time of the year for them. This is something that has trialed. I would congratulate them because they're looking at their workers' well-being, their productivity, and I suppose, the long-term future of their employees. And that must be recommended and congratulated and so on. But it's not going to work for other organisations. This organisation is quite in August. It's able to do it. And it's
Can I put this to you, right? The other organisations where it doesn't work, they might do what I did last year, which I regretted, actually. I took 3 days off here and a week off there. So I didn't take a huge block of time. And I didn't get a proper rest or rejuvenation. I came back to work still wired to the moon. And nobody wins there.
Yeah, and it's a good point. The point that I'd make on this is flexible working arrangements are going to be different for you than they are for me and for any other person. And I think what we must be careful of, because there's a huge change in the world of work, particularly coming out of COVID. People are working different ways, remote, hybrid and so on. I suppose that challenge is still going on. We're looking for flexible ways of working. And organisations and employers are looking to do that as well because of, the retention and the recruitment of talent. But I think what we must be very careful of is not making kind of very stringent, structured kind of moves with regards to what workplace flexibility is.
Why though? Isn't it all based on culture? Do you remember Mary Harney's? We're closer to Boston than Berlin. I just wonder, I had the privilege of working when I was a student in Paris, right? And they came to me at the end of July, and they said, you'll have to go home back to Ireland for August or to our regional office because the Parisian office closes down, they said, for August. And I just said to myself, and it was the same all over Paris, isn't a great part of the culture that the whole place winds down?
Yes. Well, look, but my point is that everyone has different needs and wants. If you take a person who has a young family who's a worker in their 30s, and then you compare them to someone, starting their career in their 20s that's living at home with their parents, then you compare them to someone, experienced worker in their 50s and 60s, they'll all have different needs and wants with regards to, the geography, the of where they're living and working, the commutes, their childcare needs. Others won't even have childcare needs. So they all have different ideas on what flexibility that they want.
Are you saying the people with children would be happier in the office?
Well, they might want they're the ones that might want August off, Cormac, and childcare is a big issue during the summer, and that's one of the big issues for workplaces is that parents have this kind of problem while their kids are off school that how do they facilitate work and childcare at the same time, and it's a constant problem every year. So I'm sure a lot of parents would like August off, but for an awful lot of businesses and organisations, it just isn't going to work.
I can tell you, for a crazy workhorse, Damien, you'd be against a 4-day week, I bet you, as well.
I think the 4-day week can work for some people, but it's not going to work for everyone. I think if it works for someone, that's great. But it's not going to work for everyone. And look, businesses still have to run at the end of the day. Look, I tell you, if we took the month of August off inside in my organization, I mean, we would have no work to come back to on the 1st of September. All our clients would be gone, you know. So, you know, it's a non-runner for many businesses.
I bet you take the laptop with you when you take your holidays in August. Go on, you dirty dog. No, tell me the truth.
No, I'm very in favour of work-life balance, but we must get it right. And I think very stringent, structured moves are a dangerous kind of a move and kind of an overreaction.
Okay.
I suppose if you have an always-on work culture, you must concentrate on that throughout the 12 months of the year. Taking 1 month off and having an always-on culture for the other 11 months, that isn't the solution.
Well, listeners, I did my best to try and get you August off, but Damien McCarthy, CEO of HR Buddy, says no. Like Angela Merkel, he's driving us forward. That's progress, this was. Look, Damien McCarthy, thank you very much indeed. I think people will fall down on your view. I think you made an awful lot of sense there. You can text us to 51551.